For me, the stage was too big for them, you know.
Kaizer Chiefs will end this season without a trophy.
The coach looks clueless. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. 7 of the 8 Nedbank Cup round of 16 matches played out this past weekend with Black Leopards, Baroka FC, TS Sporting, Real Kings and Bloom Celtic, all among those who have booked their spots in the quarterfinals. But all eyes were on title hopefuls Sundowns and Kaizer Chiefs. Masandawana knocked out giant killers Vaal University of Technology with a 2-0 victory. But Highlands Park got the better of APSA Premiership log leaders Amakosi, besting them on penalties despite Itumeleng Khune's return to goal. After the matches, we asked you to send through your voice notes and you did not disappoint. I am your host Slu Paho and this is Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Sundowns went into the round of 16 missing 4 players through suspension but still managed to hand Vaal University of Technology a 2-0 defeat. Downs fans felt the lights got too bright for the giant killers.
Hello everybody there. Nedbank, ne? Game between Sundowns and Vaal Technology. You know what? That team played very well, very nice. But for me, the stage was too big for them. You know, they do silly mistakes. You know, they miss the penalty. Instead of kicking the ball outside, you know, you hold the ball till the player steal it from him and converted that second goal. But for me, they show character. You know, they have good players indeed. So I know that next year they will lose those players to PSL teams because they really play very well. I like that their center midfielder, you know, is a clever player, you know. He impressed me a lot. A lot of players for them. They play nice football and the coach has a lot of energy. But Sundowns teach them how it's done, you know, how to score goals. So Sundowns are through. Peter is happy even though they started making a lot of noise. But it's football. What we can say at the end of the day, you score 2 goals, you are the winner at the end of the day. Congrats to Sundowns. And I'd like to Vaal University Technology, you know, they really fought a lot. Denny Moros was put in Murli.
Chiefs' run of poor form continued with a loss to Highlands Park, who fought hard for a penalty shootout victory that puts them in the quarterfinals. Chiefs fans continue to question Coach Middledorp's tactics and team selection.
Hi, my name is Clifford. Kaizer Chiefs will end this season without a trophy.
Good morning. My name is Bradley. Well, I don't believe Kaizer Chiefs will end their trophy drought this season or anytime soon, as long as Coach Ernest Middendorp is still their coach. The coach looks clueless. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't even believe in the younger players who are so energetic and promising. He relies on his old players for the likes of Bennett Parker, Vilat Katsandi. Those players are actually not, they're not bringing anything to the table. You can see the coach's tactics are poor. He doesn't even have a plan. He only relies on one game plan, which is throwing the ball forward. And it doesn't really work because teams now have already figured out how they play. So they are closing them down and avoiding set pieces. So I don't think Kaizer Chiefs will ever win anything under this coach. Thank you.
I think the drought is going to continue if the technical team don't come up with plan B, because plan A of playing long balls awusasebenzi. Amathimba amaningi aseyasazi ukuthi sidlala kanjani and aseyazi ukuthi kumele asifinde kanjani ukuze singascore. I-Kaizer iseyi-predictable ngale ndlela yokuthi nanombani odlala nayo usebona enethuba lokuthi angawuntshontshe 3 point because sidlala ama-long balls. So if udlala nabantu abadlala kanjalo abadlala ama-long balls, kulula ukubastopha because you have to stop the supply. Once wastopha i-supply, then ayikho enye into esezokwenzeka. Uvalo cross ukuthi bangezi, uku-avoid ukwenza ama-files endaweni eyingozi, then uqedile nge-case. Akukho okunye ezophinde wenza. And ukoji kumele athi ukuthwikha kancane lapha ebadlaleni because the starting lineup sakhe sesi-predictable manje. Like kwi-case uyazi ukuthi obani abazoqala. And ngicabanga ukuthi le nto yakhe of playing Katsande and George Maluleka at the same time ayisebenzi. Naye kumele athi ukuyibheka kancane. And Upaka, I think his legs are gone. So Umele Atsukale Benjamin Gan Adama Eyes at the tele in Ghana. Bako no happy machine ba bangashai span. So Ukoch Umela so pega na log. Cause if it's a kubega and zangalen jelenzangai, I ain't go simple. Sizo apparisha gugule shock so I blew it because he's a humble league.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm from Pretoria. Yeah, I think it's possible. You know, Amakhosi can lose the league. I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan, but the way things it is now, I feel we are unnecessary under pressure. I think the guys should pull up their socks and work hard because they have to understand that all the PSL teams, you know, they are not supporting us, especially the supporters. So the players as well, we need to understand that they are human beings as well. So they live with us in the location, in the suburb, wherever. But if something like this is happening, and they mustn't put it in their head. They must work hard, 150%, and try to win for the supporters. So, but the way things it is now, yes, we can, we cannot. It's 50-50. Because you know, they are putting themselves under unnecessary pressure. But I think if they can work as a team and support each other, you know, not listening to the supporters, what they're saying, you know, doing the job at hand, I think they can win it because it's only in our hand. So if they relax, Sundowns is coming, Pirates, they can win it. So it's under pressure. The only thing that we have to do on the 29th, I think Kaizer Chiefs should win against Orlando Pirates. And then we play Vets, we win, we get 4 points against Vets. And then even if we can draw against Mamelodi Sundowns, I don't think they can win it. Thank you very much. That's my opinion.
I don't think they will end their drought because they're still going to meet all the PSL big guns. Orlando Pirates, Vets twice, Passport United, and Mamelodi Sundowns. So they have a great chance of losing their of dropping points. Thank you.
Njani, yabona Kaizer Chiefs uma inezinto engathatha engathi ilungise. Angiyiboni ithatha iligi. Then mhlaka 29 mahlangana nePirates kuloko kuchitha khona kusivela kude kwayo ngoba bona abadlali abanenkinga. Akumele bafake nasema-fans sibabuhlungu kakhulu ngalo kwendeka kubi kakhulu. So from January to now, they were number one. Put it when they were cut up or very bond in the misery. And I shy for a while about cold.
And that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you all for sending your voice notes through. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all of the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.